The Indians and Reds continuing their battle for the coveted Ohio Cup. Edwin Encarnacion already with one home run on the night. Clearly, he was not satisfied.
There's another drive, high, deep to left field. Duval back, and he cannot get it. That's a home run for Edwin Encarnacion.
Suarez homered in last night's ballgame. The pitch. Fly ball, right center field, and it's got some carry, and it is gone! How about Eugenio Suarez? A three-run home run off this vaunted Indians bullpen, and we are tied at seven.
Doran delivers. Bounces away from Mazzarocco. Here comes Encarnacion to the plate, and the Indians have regained the lead at 8-7 on a wild pitch by Drew Storen. Miller ready, the pitch. And a line drive to right. That's gonna fall for a hit. Here comes Peraza. Here comes a throw. He is out at the plate. Daniel Robertson, who started in center and moved over to right, came up with that ball and fired a beautiful one-hop throw to Gomes at the plate. And tonight, one hit, three trips, plus a walk. And now the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So the Reds put the pressure on in the bottom of the ninth, but can't come through with the big hit. And the Indians win the second game of the 2017 Ohio Cup.
Brian Price was proud of his team's comeback effort from a 7-3 deficit, but were not quite able to get over the hump as they suffered an 8-7 loss to the cross-state rival Indians on Tuesday night. Here is the Red skipper talking about the setback.
Guys were awesome, you know, to set up that situation for Gino to come off the bench and pinch hit and hit the three-run homer and tie the ball game. That was a big moment, and then we just, couldn't piece it together there in the eighth, and they scored the run on the wild pitch, and then we brought ourselves into an opportunity to win the game in the ninth and against a really good closer, and, you know, weren't able to do it. So, again, it's another game where we fall behind early and we rally to make it a ball game. In this situation, we tied the game and had a chance to win it. And I think we're a hard team to take lightly, I'll tell you that, even when you get ahead.
Brian, last two starts, for Amir, you got knocked around a little bit, giving up some runs. Is it velocity? What do you see from him?
No, just, you know, it's pitch quality. You know, it's when he's been really good, it's three pitches for strikes, both sides of the plate, and working ahead with more frequency. And, you know, he didn't really have the ability to cluster pitches as well today with quality. He threw strikes, but as far as the quality in the zone and when he wanted to expand the zone wasn't as good as it's been, you know, and that's a young pitcher kind of learning the ropes up here and learning how to manage his stuff if he doesn't have his best stuff. I thought his stuff was plenty good enough to go out there and pitch a good ball game, but the big inning kind of came back to haunt him.
It was Eugenio Suarez in a pinch hitting role in the seventh who sent a charge into the crowd with a game-tying three-run shot off Bryant Schott. Eventually, the Reds did lose this one 8-7, but Suarez spoke about that big at-bat and about the team's setback to the Indians on Tuesday.
Oh, man, you feel good. You know, when you're coming from the bench and hit a homer like that, man, you definitely feel really good, of course. Yeah, I feel great after that hit. But at the time, you know, the Philly shame because we lost, but I'm happy because I do my work and I try to help my team and we battled that game, and you know that happened when you play hard.
The last 10 games, you really started to really hit the ball where, really centering the ball.
I just try to hit a ball and to be the hole to the middle opposite field, and I chalk my bat a little bit up and. You know, I wanna do my short swings and nothing changed. You know, I just try to hit a ball to the middle, and that happened, and I feel good and hit a ball really good hard, and I just hit a ball.
And with your swing and your strength in this ballpark, if you go to the middle, you're gonna hit a lot of home runs, right?
Yeah. You got a good ballpark to hit a ball anywhere, and you're a little bit pad and a ball go fly a lot, and I like to enjoy that.
Game 3 of the Ohio Cup Series shifts to Progressive Field in Cleveland on Wednesday.